We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Another hurdle for the state's immigration law. Willie's Picnic finds a new venue, and a local teacher changes his name with hopes of landing on the presidential ballot. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens. In the latest legal development, it looks like Texas is going to have to get the Supreme Court's permission to start enforcing the state's new controversial immigration law, SB4. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has more.
Now, to be very clear here, this has nothing to do with the constitutionality of the law, but only applies to a lower court injunction. Overnight, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans denied the state's motion to stay the injunction that currently prevents the state from enforcing the law. The Biden administration is indeed challenging the constitutionality of the law, but while that's being hashed out in the courts, Texas wants the right to enforce the law in the meantime. A federal judge's injunction denies that right, and Texas has appealed. Now, in this overnight ruling, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled no, that injunction will be enforced until the U.S. Supreme Court rules. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
While the Texas immigration law continues to make its way through the courts, more troops are arriving along the border. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
200 members of the Texas National Guard arrived at El Paso International Airport Tuesday afternoon. The governor sent them as part of Operation Lone Star, and they were sent as a result of migrants who broke through barbed wire and rushed toward National Guardsmen as they tried to reach Border Patrol agents and turn themselves in. This group of guardsmen is called the Texas Tactical Border Force, and they're trained to respond to civil disturbances. The governor first deployed the unit in May of last year when Title 42 expired, saying they'd help intercept and repel large groups of migrants. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Local police departments are working to keep up with the rapid growth of the DFW area, and that involves not only recruiting, but also retention. Plano Police Chief Ed Drain talked about his department's approach during a public safety panel yesterday.
We don't allow beards, we don't allow visible tattoos, and so a lot of things that other agencies say they have to do to recruit, we're not doing them, and we still have people coming in the door.
The event at SMU was presented by the Dallas Regional Chamber and sponsored in part by KRLD. The family of an 8-year-old killed in a Houston hotel pool Saturday is suing. KRLD's Barbara Schwartz has the update.
Aaliyah Lynette Heiko's mother rented a room Saturday at a Houston DoubleTree so she and her family could go swimming. Attorney Richard Nava says Aaliyah, her 5-year-old sister, and a 13-year-old relative were in the lazy river. Her mother stepped away for a moment.
This 8-year-old Aaliyah was possibly trying to help her sister, who might have been also drowning by being pulled into this pipe.
A 12 by 16 inch pipe, he says, that should have been pushing water into the pool instead was sucking it out. Aaliyah's body was eventually found 20 feet back in the pipe in the motor. The lawsuit seeks damages of at least $1 million. The girl will be buried tomorrow. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Austin City Council will meet next week to offer the job of city manager to T.C. Broadnax. Broadnax has been the Dallas city manager since 2017, but turned in his resignation a few weeks ago. His last day with the city of Dallas will be June 3rd. Austin's mayor says a committee that reviewed the 3 finalists for the position is recommending Broadnax. The full Austin City Council will meet next Thursday to vote on offering him the job. Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic is two-stepping out of Texas this year. KRLD's Stephen Pickering tells us why.
Willie's Picnic has been held in Texas for most of its 50-year history, but this year it will be in Camden, New Jersey, at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. That's just across the Delaware River from Philadelphia. Tickets go on sale on Friday. This year's event will feature performances from Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, Bob Dylan, plus Maren Morris. This is not the first time Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic has been held outside of Texas. The show has also been held in Atlanta, Tulsa, Kansas City, and South Bend, Indiana. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Some Cowboys in Fort Worth will be getting a major tip of the hat. KRLD's Tom Gulley explains.
Several people will be inducted into the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame tomorrow night. Ceremony is taking place at Billy Bob's Texas in Fort Worth. The class of 2024 inductees are Tomas Garcilaso, Skeeter Hagler, Dave Scott III, Fallon Taylor, and the Spirit of Texas Award recipient, Ray Benson. More than 800 people are expected to attend. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tom Gulley, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And if you're less than excited about casting a vote in this year's presidential election, Dustin Eby may have the answer. He's the 7th grade math teacher from North Richland Hills who's trying to get on the ballot using his new name, literally anybody else.
This is my legal name. I went to a family court up in Tarrant County and presented it in front of a judge, and she was not amused.
She finally approved it, and once she did, EB had to change his driver license and credit cards. Getting on the ballot won't be as easy, though. He has a little over a month to get 113,000 signatures on a petition, but if he can do it, the presidential ballot in Texas will read Biden, Trump, and literally anybody else.
If this works and you could actually get that name on the ballot, you'd probably get a bunch of votes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point. I mean, I guess in a sense, this message is punishing the parties for not doing what they're supposed to do in the terms of representing the American people.
By the way, you can call Dustin, I mean, literally anybody else, by the nickname Lit. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.